my pre-existing condition kicked in, I think.
Did we lose people?
What's with all these things?
So,
everyone should see the beam before someone speaks.
14 yesterday.
Okay, so we see a central theme in this week's parsha is the Inyan of Tzchok, laughter, right? So we see that this has a very central role in the parsha, and we're going to try to understand a little bit about what the Torah has to say about laughter. Okay, so we see everything relating to Yitzchak is funny, right? Vatomer Sarah Tzchok Azali Elokim Koash Omea Yitzchak Li. Right? This besorah that Yitzchak is going to be born is when she first heard about it was a tzchok. When he was born, it was a tzchok. Everyone's going to get a big kick out of this, big laugh out of the fact that Yitzchak's being born. That's the name, right? The name Yitzchak is Al Shem is a tzchok that everyone experiences at Yitzchak's birth. Okay, now that seems to be. That seems to be something very positive, right? It seems to be if Yitzchak's shame is I'll shame the tzchok, so we seem to view this in a very positive light. And one of the elders gets the name of tzchok. But on the other hand, we see tzchok in the parsha in reference to Yishmael. It says Vatera Sara es ben Hagar Mitzris Asher Yalda LaAvram Mitzachek. Right? They see Yishmael joking around. So what's the reaction? Vatomer la'Avram, garish ha'mazos v'azbenah. We have to get rid of this kid. He's off the derech. He's no good. He's joking around. Right? So what we have to understand is what's going on here. What's the difference that when Yitzchak is born, everyone considers it a joke, and that's something positive, and Yitzchak gets the name of Tzchok. But when Tzchok is mentioned in reference to Yishmael, that's considered to be such a terrible thing that he has to be kicked out of the house. That we can't have anything to do with a joker. So, obviously, the first insight is from Rashi. That Rashi explains to us what is Yishmael's idea of a good joke, right? So Rashi explains that Yishmael, when it says tzchok, that this is a reference to the Gimel Averus Chamorus. Gilai Shvilus Damim and Avodah Zarah. Rashi points out that each one of them is mentioned in different places in the Torah as Lashon Tzchok. So the pasuk is telling when it says that Yishmael was Mitzachek, it means that he was doing the Gimel Averus Chamorus.
Where are these examples?
Just look at Rashi. Pasuk test. So how does Rashi? How does the Lashon Tzchok merames to the Gimel Averus Chamorus? How does Rashi, how do Chazal understand that when you see the Lashon Tzchok, it means that something terrible is going on here, the Gimel Averus Chamorus? So the first thing we have to understand is we have to understand what makes something funny. What makes a joke funny? Okay, have a little these boner news here. Right? Think of some funny things that happened to you. What makes something funny? So we have Rav Tzadok HaKohen gives us a definition of humor. What makes something funny? Okay, the definition of Rav Tzadok, he says, Horas lashon tzchok al davar she'i'af shar la'amin u'mikol makom u'kein. Says that what makes something funny is when it's something that doesn't make any sense, it doesn't fit in, but in some sense it really is true. Okay, start everyone think about your favorite joke. Okay, Bobber told me this joke once. Where does the king keep his armies? In his sleeves. Okay, so yeah. So what makes something funny? So Sadok says that you have a certain vision of how things fit in the world. When you hear about a king's armies, you think you have a certain vision of what the king's armies are, right? And in your vision, the answer makes no sense. But the Mikol Makom Ukein. But in some sense, there is some alternative reality, right? There is some other perspective on the world. Did everyone get the joke yet?
No. Explain. Why does it have to be a king?
Okay. So if we start analyzing jokes, that's what's going on in a joke. An unsophisticated joke is when something just completely incongruous. Just the guy dressed in his fancy suit and top hat with a walking stick, and he slips on the banana and falls. It's just totally incongruous. Doesn't fit into what you're expecting at all. But a more sophisticated joke has this two bechinas, that there's some alternative existence. That if you stop thinking about it in the normal way and you look at it from some warped perspective, so then you can make sense out of it. Okay? So the laughter is coming from it's kind of a release of the stress. In other words, you're trying to make sense. How does this fit in? And when you realize, oh no, it's not supposed to fit in, it's just a joke. Right, that's the laughter is when you cop that. Oh, it's not supposed to make sense. It's an alternative reality. There's something else going on. It's not meant to fit in with the way things usually go. Okay, that's the analysis of tzlok. So the Maharal, based on that, explains that how does a person fall to the level of doing the gimel averus chamuros? What are the gimel averus chamuros? Gilui Raya's Avodah Zarah and Shpichas Damim are undermining the Amudei HaOlam, right? The Chumrah of the Gimel Averus Chamuros is that they line up. We don't have to go into the details, but Gilui Raya is considered to be the antithesis of Torah. Okay, Torah. Maybe we'll start with the easy ones. In other words, Shpichas Damim is the antithesis of Gemilah Chasadim. That's obvious. Right, Avodah Zarah is the antithesis of Avodah. That's obvious. The difficult one that you have to think about is how Gilui Arayos is the inverse of Torah. Torah is the seder of how a person is supposed to do things in a proper mesudar way. And Gilui Arayos is when you pour its gedarim and you're going outside of the proper seder. Okay, so if you're trying to do something that's the antithesis of the Amudei HaOlam, you can only do that by leaving the normal working of the world. Okay, another way of saying it, Chazal say that a taiva va'kina va'kavod va'kina motzin etzara min olam. A kina, taiva, kavod, I just have it in my order. Those three things, kina, taiva, and kavod, are motzin etzara min olam. If you have these three things, you're outside of the normal functioning of the world. Okay, again, they line up here. The kina is the mida that brings to Shvichas Damim. Kavod is the mida that brings to Avodah Zarah, because it's a lack of hachna, klapei Hashem. And taiva brings to Gilui Arayos. Right? So if you have these midas, then you're undermining the Amudei HaOlam.
Who is these three midas?
Which one?
With these three midas, these are just three big midas? Or the...
The motzin ha'adam min ha'olam.
Where that quote from?
Pirkei Avos.
Kina,
taiva, and kavod.
Kavod is to what?
Kavod leads to Avodah Zarah. It's when you can't have al kanaas Hashem, you're trying to manipulate the system. Uh-huh. Okay, so the Maharal explains that how does Yishmael fall to the level of doing the Gimel Averus Chamuros? Only through tzchok. Tzchok is when a person allows himself to leave the normal functioning of the world. A person who's living within the normal Derech Eretz couldn't possibly go and commit murder. A murderer has to be somebody who's completely, like, lives in his own world. He has to completely create his own reality and remove himself from society. Okay, these Gimel Averus Chamuros are the antithesis of being a part of a civilized society. Yeah.
Does it really mean there's a difference between the type of tzchok that, let's say...
Yeah, we didn't get to Yitzchok. We'll get back to Yitzchok. So far we're talking about Yishmael's tzchok. Yishmael's tzchok, he has to get kicked out of the house because he's using tzchok to bring him to the lowest levels of absolutely unreasonable behavior that no normal person could have sunk into that level. That's why the Yishmael, his nature is, it says that he's a para adam, which I think it's Rashi says that's referring to Yoshev Midbaros. He lives in the midbar. He's not part of civilization because he doesn't live by the rules and regulations of civilization. Okay. Now, this explains the Mesillas Yesharim when he brings the Mafsidei Zehirus, the things that stop a person from being Zayir in mitzvahs. So one of the biggest interferences with Zehirus in mitzvahs, one of the big the three Mafsidei Zehirus is Latzon, is making a mockery, making a joke of Musar and Tokacha. Okay, so the Lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim, he explains here, he gives a mashal, he says that it's like a shield that blocks the Tokacha from penetrating and making an impression on you. So he says, one second. He says, what is the nature of schok? Kine aschok hu ma'aved es lev ha'adam. It removes a person's heart. Until logic and reasoning no longer has control over it. Okay, in other words, what's the yesod of Leitzanus? Well, how does Leitzanus deflect the Tokacha? Because it enables me to live in an alternative existence. In other words, the Tokacha is saying, you're not acting the way a person is supposed to act. If I make a joke of it, so then it's like just like when you say a joke, you're releasing the tension. You're saying, "Oh, it's not supposed to make sense. I don't have to make sense out of this, right?" So what you're saying is, "Oh, that tokhal, it doesn't impact me. I'm going to live in my own world here. I'm going to do things my own way. I'm not going to. I don't have to allow my seichel to digest the information and internalize it." Okay? So that's the danger of schok, and that's the koach that Yishmael used, right? For example, the very next Rashi gives us an example of how did Yishmael use schok to do the gimel averus chamoros. It says that he would shoot arrows at Yitzhak. He would shoot arrows at Yitzhak, and he would say, "Oh, I'm only joking." Right, that's what Rashi explains. That's how he would fight with Yitzhak. He would say, "Oh, it's only a joke." Right. So, in other words, when you don't take life seriously, when you think that you could just justify things by saying it's a joke, so then you allow yourself to fall to a whole different level of existence than anyone who's approaching life with seriousness and with level headedness would not be able to fall to that level of averus. Okay, so that's why the tzchok of Yishmael is such a terrible thing, and why we need to distance ourselves from Leitzanim, from people who have this koach of Leitzanus that make a joke of everything. They free us up from it, from applying our seichel. They give us this release that, oh, I don't have to internalize the mussar that's being given. I don't need to take to heart the message. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm just going to live in my own world and not fit in with the way things are meant to run. Yeah.
If the Leitanus would take me out of the world, right? Like, there's a certain point where still most people won't pass. So how would Leitanus make a person pass those points? Like, if it takes them out of the world, the person still has a certain basis.
No, which you are, no, that, oh, that's the danger. That's exactly the danger. Once I could say, "Oh, it's just a joke. Oh, I'm just kidding." So you can do anything because you're not letting your seichel be sholeit. That's the whole point, is that there are no limits. That a joke once
need to make sense.
What, right? Once it doesn't need to make sense. Right, it's not
supposed to make sense.
Right, exactly. Once you say, "Oh, it's just a joke. It's not meant to make sense." So then I don't have to take it down anymore. I don't have to apply it and think how it impacts me. Okay, that's the omek of the danger of Leitzanus that the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about. Okay, so now we have to think about the other side. So how then do we see by Yitzhak that tzchok is looked at as a positive thing? Why is Yitzhak shame al shame that tzchok if Leitzanus is such a terrible thing? So the pshat is that tzchok can work in both directions. Tzchok can work to take a person to a level below, a subhuman level, below the level of civilization. But tzchok can also be used to free ourselves up from the paradigms that limit our growth, and to say, I can be greater than anyone expects. I can raise myself up to levels that don't fit in with the normal progression of how a person achieves things in the world. Okay? So now, Yitzchak, right, his birth is a joke. What does that mean, it's a joke? It doesn't fit in. It doesn't make sense. Right? Yitzchak wasn't supposed to be born. Right? It's same as Yitzchak Ninus, that Avram has to be taken out of the world of Mazalos, because in the world of Mazalos, Yitzchak isn't supposed to be born. Right? So Yitzchak's birth is a tzchok. It doesn't fit in. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't, right? It doesn't fit into the normal workings of the world. You have to leave the whole world of Mazalos in order to have an existence for Yitzchak.
What was that?
That
was a quote of Rashi.
By the Besorah of Yitzchak, Yitzchak, it says, Hashem tells Avram, stay. Rashi says, same, it's like means. You have to go out of that mindset of limiting the world to what's possible by the Mazalos. So that's the koach of Yitzchak, is to go beyond the limitations that civilization presents. Okay, that can cause the inverse type of tzchok, right? So this was a maestashaya when I was teaching in Shalvim, that they were doing the bidding for the kibudim on Simchas Torah, and the bidding started off. They were bidding for dapim, 50 daf, 70 daf, 100 daf, and one guy gets up and says, all shas. And he did it in a year. He went all shas. So, but what was the reaction? Right? What was the reaction? Everyone laughed, right? Because that's incongruous. It doesn't fit in. Everyone's bidding 70 daf, 100 daf, 100. You expect 150 daf, right? But no one's ever heard of such a thing. A first-year buffer saying, I'm going to learn all shas, right? It's a joke. But it's a joke in the positive sense. It's a joke in the sense that I am going to push myself to accomplish things that don't seem to make sense in the normal function of the world. Yeah.
He kept regular Seder in the shoe, or
and did not know it after also.
Not the discussion. I heard a Maisa of a to illustrate this idea of how a person can raise himself beyond normal expectations. So I heard a Maisa that somebody came to a Rav and asked him the following Shaila. Okay? He asked him a Shaila, is it mutter to chazer mishnayas while I'm standing on my head? Okay? He wanted to know, is it a bizayon to the Torah? Is it okay to chazer mishnayas bal peh while I'm standing on my head? So the Rav thoughtfully asked him to explain the nature of the kasha, right? Why do you want to chazer mishnayas while he's standing on his head? So he explained. He said, well, I have a 6-hour Seder, and usually by the end of my 6-hour Seder, I start to get a little drowsy, so I want to stand on my head for 5 minutes to get the blood flowing so that I can then be mamshich and continue to the end of the Seder. So while I'm standing on my head, I want to just make sure, if it's okay not to be mivatel all the time, that I can chazer mishnayos. So the Rav who was asked the Shaila explained, he pointed out, that the person asking the Shaila was a Russian Baal Tshuva. He said, because nobody who went to a normal yeshiva would come up with the Shaila, can I stand on my head in order that I can continue? You grew up, you always knew that morning Seder is 3 hours, Shir is an hour, afternoon Seder is 3 hours, night Seder is 2 hours, right? Everyone knows what a Seder is supposed to be. No one would think that you could just sit there for 6 hours without eating, without getting up, without doing anything, and learn straight for 6 hours, right? No, nobody would entertain that possibility, right? Only somebody who doesn't have the limiting... Now, I'm not telling you to be weird, okay? That, everything has to be taken in a certain context. There are reasons why there are certain norms, and it's not always... It's usually not healthy to put yourself beyond those norms. But the concept is that occasionally when a person has a ha'arati, he's orus, that there's something that he wants to accomplish that doesn't fit into the normal system, there can be such a thing as a person who's able to see the big picture and to understand his own kohos And to say I'm capable of more, I don't need to limit myself to what's normal, what's expected. I can push myself to achieve something that's greater. What?
So because the tzchok, he's able to push himself further.
It's the mida. It's not the tzchok. It's not the tzchok midaka. I'm saying it's the mida of being able to look beyond, just like a person can fall below the norms of society and can create his own alternative reality where anything goes. Right, so too a person can create his alternative reality where a person can accomplish far beyond the expectations of normal society. Okay, so that's the vision that we have to get, is that we have to realize that there are norms of society, and there's a reason for it, because they keep us in track, they keep us within boundaries of what's reasonable and expected. We have to be careful not to use the koch of tzchok and leitzanus to ki'ilu allow ourselves to fall out of those normal expectations. But on the other hand, we can still harness the koch of tzchok by saying that we don't need to allow ourselves to be limited by the expectations. They have this word called a paradigm, right? A paradigm is a person lives with certain expectations, certain things that he sees as being normal and expected, and he limits his scope of possibilities to within that paradigm. So we have this ability to break through paradigms and, in a positive sense, to push ourselves to achieve something, to view things as possible, even if they require us to take huge steps beyond the normal way that things are done. That the koach of Yitzchak is that koach to bring kedusha and accomplish goals that require breaking down paradigms and creating an alternative reality above and beyond the normal expectations.